Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present Move, How the New Science of Body Movement Can Set Your Mind Free by Caroline Williams. Read by Katrin Walker Booth.
Introduction. Just come in and move however your body wants to. This is the moment I have been dreading all day. It's 7:30 p.m. on a Wednesday, and I have come to a village hall in Surrey, England, for what I've been told will be an evening of mind-altering, free-form dance. The young man on the door takes my money and encourages me inside. It's dark, apart from a few candles and fairy lights, but I can just make out a middle-aged DJ with a bleached crew cut and harem pants, spinning what probably comes under the banner of gentle tribal beats. One woman is rolling on the floor, while another is wafting around, chasing imaginary butterflies. Then two of them start hugging. At which point my body tells me very clearly that it would like to move, as quickly as possible, back through the door. I don't. And as the evening progresses, my body gives up the fight and starts to move. As the drums build towards a climax, the DJ murmurs, "Let go," into the mic. Suddenly, as if he flicked a switch, I notice that I'm no longer moving my legs. They are moving me. My feet are hammering the floor at an alarming rate as my head shakes from side to side and my arms flail in circles. I couldn't stop if I wanted to, and I feel unleashed, alive, free. It was my first foray into the world of how movement can radically affect the mind, and it was something of an eye-opener. I'll be honest, getting high on life like this isn't my usual kind of thing at all. My thing is more about sitting quietly, reading, thinking and writing about the peculiarities of the human mind, trying to get my head around why people think the way we do, and what science can tell us about how we might overcome the many mental and emotional glitches, from a lack of focus to anxiety and depression, that seem to come as part of the deal. But then one day it occurred to me that my mind seems to work best when my body is on the move, and I started to wonder why. What is it about going for a long walk that unravels tricky scientific concepts in my head and helps a jumble of ideas finally coalesce into sentences? Why does an hour of yoga make me feel calm and in control, no matter what challenges the rest of the day holds? And why does jumping around to music in the kitchen make me feel so damn happy? A spell of sitting and reading later, it transpired that I wasn't the only one asking these questions. Scientists working across a huge variety of disciplines, from neuroscience to cell biology, from exercise physiology to evolutionary biology, have started to investigate how bodily movement affects the mind and are just beginning to tease apart the physiological mechanisms that explain why. What they are finding is potentially game-changing scientifically and, given the way most of us live our lives these days, profoundly important for our overall health and well-being. It shouldn't be news by now that most of us aren't moving anywhere near enough, myself included. After walking the dog for an hour in the morning, my working day mostly involves sitting at a desk and moving no further than the kitchen for multiple cups of tea. If he's lucky, the dog gets another wander through the woods, and on some days I do yoga, but more often than not, weekday evenings involve yet more sitting, followed by 8 hours in bed. Statistically, my life isn't all that unusual. The average modern adult spends 70% of their life sitting or lying completely still. We move around 30% less than our counterparts in the 1960s. Children spend up to 50% of their free time sitting around, and that's before you factor all those hours bent over a school desk. Elderly people, unsurprisingly, clock up even more hours of stillness, spending up to 80% of their waking day barely moving a muscle. There are good reasons why we, as a species, have chosen the way of the sloth. First, it's comfortable. And second, we have spent most of the past century inventing technologies that make movement unnecessary. Unlike almost all of the other creatures on the planet, we are now in a position where we barely need to shift our bodies to find food, stay entertained, or even find mates. Most of it can be done sitting down and occasionally moving our thumbs. Yet while we stiffly pat ourselves on the back for having the brains to make this happen, we are missing something important. The brain evolved not for us to think, but to allow us to move, away from danger and towards rewards. Everything else, from our senses to our memories, emotions and ability to plan ahead, was bolted on later to make these movements better informed. Moving is at the heart of the way we think and feel. If we stay still, our cognitive and emotional abilities become seriously compromised. Sure enough, as we make our
Sample complete. Ready to continue?